Start the recording.
Yeah, no bother. Okay, so I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting this evening. Hopefully everybody can hear me clearly as we remain in unprecedented times. Can I ask for everyone's full cooperation and to adhere to the guidelines in regards to the conduct of the meeting this evening? Everyone should ensure their mobile phones are turned off or set to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I want to remind people of their obligations under the Councillors' Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they may have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion of that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments that they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item, use the instant message facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. Members should ensure their cameras are switched on when speaking, and cameras should also be switched on whenever a vote is being taken. And just to remind members, if they queue for a question, P to propose and S to second, and please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. If two councillors propose at the same time, the person who proposed first will be taken as the proposer, and the person who proposed second will be recorded as the seconder. Sarah, can I ask you, is there any other apologies that have been submitted?
Apologies from Councillor Dorn.
Okay, thank you. Any other apologies from members? Okay, so as we all know, folks, we've got this evening's agenda is a one-item agenda, and the item relates to remote meetings. Hopefully you've all had access to decision time, and the paper that relates to this item has been posted there. As you can see, the regulations which allow the hosting of remote meetings will expire on the 6th of May, so we need to take action to ensure our meetings, number one, take place, and number two, have the legal and appropriate authority to do so. So as of that paper has been presented and people have had time to digest that, I'm seeking a proposer and a seconder for the amendment of standing orders, which in accordance with standing orders 29.2 will be subsequently adjourned without discussion until the next full meeting of Council. Councillor Walker, thank you.
Sorry, Chair. Councillor Stokes is actually on with the proposer first, and then Councillor Walker second.
Sorry, I seen Linda's number three there and it threw me. Okay, thanks very much. A proposal from Councillor Stokes and a seconder from Councillor Walker. And as stated at the start, the matter won't be discussed until the next council meeting if needs be. So I appreciate folks who's all gathering together here for 3 minutes so that their proposal has been carried then, and we'll see you all in at the full council meeting. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Laura. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
That's what you call a fan visit.